Good morning. 9:44 a.m. on a Monday, January the 20th, 2014. The temperature on the thermometer says 36, but there's a very brisk wind blowing, and it feels much colder. I have built up a little warmth in my coat, because first mile was 16:44. Which you'd have heard if I had been able to get Pandora shut off sooner. So I'm bundled up like it's 20, because it feels like it's 20. And I almost didn't walk today because it's kind of crummy out. There's a big cloud bank right where the sun is, so there's no sun, there's no brilliant, gorgeous day. It's not raining or anything. The clouds are pretty, sort of. But late start, holiday, nobody went out today, except me. I had a therapy appointment at 8 and then grocery store. Grocery store was required because we ran out of cat food. This is an important issue in our household with three adult cats who are, well, to say they're spoiled would probably be an understatement. Serious understatement. So I'm a little short on coffee, I'm a little short on food, I'm a little short on enthusiasm this morning. Although it was a good weekend yesterday, or late in the afternoon, I heard that the technical review of the latest round of FullShare uploads passed on CreateSpace. So I was able to order proof copies, which is good. So I got proof copies coming. They're slow boating. I picked the cheapest rate. I won't be here till next week. It's like 8 days. But that's okay, because it's going to take me that long to finish up with HalfShare. Get the edits in. Get them through the technical review. And get this completed. So then half share will be available in paper to go along with quarter share. And full share is on deck for next month. So yeah, things are lining up. And if I happen to get half share done before quarter share, before full share is back, then maybe I'll do something radical like, oh, I don't know, do the conversion and paste up for double. Get that ready to go so I can order a proof when that's ready. Ravenwood does have a paper copy out, but it's the wrong internal file. I'm not even sure. I think I said this yesterday. I'm not even sure it's got the right cover. So I need to check that. I also need to get into Libsyn and change all the covers in Libsyn to match the current covers, because the Podiobooks site pulls the cover art from Libsyn, and those are still the original homemade half-assed covers. They still work. I was looking at them the other day. It's like, okay, these are kind of amateur hour, but they really do still work because they're legible. You can see what they are in thumbnail. They're kind of bland, but at least they don't look like some sort of Photoshop paste-up job. They do look a little bit amateur because of the drop shadows and such, but they'll look a lot better with the professional jobs. So we'll get those Gotta get those fixed. Little stuff. But so far my calendar, I've managed to put something relatively significant in every day since I started actually doing stuff after that first week of not a whole lot. And it feels good to be able to get up in the morning and look at the calendar and say, yeah, okay, let's see what needs to happen today in order to move this plan forward. Today, what has to happen is some of the outstanding edits in Halfshare need to get loaded up into Sigil so that I can generate the ebook, so I can regenerate the interior for the paperback, and I can upload all the corrected files at the same time. As long as I do that before the end of the month, I will have met my goal, which is a book a month. Hard copy, paperback, printing. Somewhere in here, I have to find time to do some recording. Zephyr's call is sitting there. It's on my Nook even. All I have to do is open it and go. And I still have a bunch of stuff I need to do for other people. If you looked at my to-do list from the other day, you'll see a lot of reading in green. It's all stuff for other people. I don't have all of Crudrat done. He sent me two more scripts I have to do. But none of that's going to happen today because everybody's home. Laundry's going, dishwasher's going, water's running, people showers. People laughing, talking, carrying on. So no recording today, which means edits today. Probably log in one of my minor characters and have them mine while I'm working on the edits. Eve online. I'm bundled up. It's beginning to get a little warm. Oh, look, there's the sun. Oh, doesn't that feel good? I'm afraid I'm going to go around the corner and run into the wind. Take the big hood down. So I want to get home so I can do some stuff at home. I'm in a hurry, trying to push. It's not that I don't like spending time with you folks, but the day is like slipping away. It's probably going to be after 10 o'clock by the time I get home. That only leaves me a couple of hours before I have to start fixing lunches. I'm going to make a pot roast for dinner, so that means there's only a couple hours after lunch before I have to start fixing dinner. But the good news there is that after that I can sit. Because once the pot roast gets in, it's just a question of waiting. Waiting time. For household chores, waiting time is good because it means I can do other things like, work on my edits. Oh, I was going to do a loaf of bread today, too. I was going to try a loaf of white bread. See if I can get a loaf of white bread that has some decent texture without a lot of crumb. The whole wheat bread is delicious. It's wonderful. It's probably the best thing for me to eat, all things considered. Wheat bread, not a lot of salt. almost no fat, and a little peanut butter toast. Monk pull. It is quite delicious, but it is also quite crumbly. There's a lot of crumb involved. So the wheat bread doesn't provide sort of a smooth, elastic texture that white flour does. It, to begin with, is ground a little, I won't say a little more coarsely, but when it rises, when it works together, it doesn't have the same elasticity that we get from wheat flour, regular wheat flour, bread flour. The wind is still cold, but the sun is on me, so if I turn my head out of the wind, it's not too bad. It doesn't blow in my face. It was blowing right into my jacket, right down the neck of my jacket when I started, because I was walking to the north. Very unpleasant. So yes, my new editor is Jessica. She's my cousin Eric's daughter, not my cousin Paul's daughter. I'm sorry, Paul. I'm a terrible cousin. I don't know the names of the kids. I recognize the names of the wives only if they're on Facebook and I can see their pictures, probably. It's terrible. And I lost a great aunt. That was the other thing he told me the other day, last night. Great aunt, Mary. It comes with the territory. It's actually kind of surprising. I think Mike and Mary are some of the last ones in that generation. I don't know who else might still be with us. I'm 61. That means pretty much everybody in the generation ahead of me is 80. People ahead of them are 100. So yeah, comes with the turf. It's one of the things that I find myself thinking about more and more. It's 61. My paternal grandfather passed at 86. My father passed at 72. If that progression continues, I'm pretty much on borrowed time. My maternal grandfather was a NASA engineer back when it was still Pan Am. And he died the year he retired. Retired, then died. I hope I never retire. I don't know what I'm going to do about my books, though. Well, I have to get my act together and get a will together and figure out who's going to get the copyright control of my works, because they'll be good for 70 years after I kick the bucket. And since my kids are already 15 and 18, it'll be good for most of their lives. If not all of their lives. Not that I expect they'll keep selling that long, but hey, you never know. A little here, a little there could add up. Put it in the trust fund until their 40th birthday. Oh yes, there's the wind. Yeah. I just came out into the turn north here, and the wind is whistling through my ears. Yikes, that cold. I still have my fleece hood on, so my ears aren't cold. Too cold. Now the sun's out, it's kind of pretty. Clouds are pretty much moved off to the south. They've either burned off or moved south, I can't really tell. Wasn't watching close enough. So the sun's out, sky's blue, it's geese flying, life is good. Gonna go home, do a little edit work, maybe play a little game. I haven't played Dust for a few days, maybe I'll go get some breakfast and shoot something for a while. Do some editing this afternoon when people start taking naps. I don't know. Today is Martin Luther King Day, so here in our neck of the woods, it's pretty much a holiday. There won't be any mail delivery today. University's closed, school's closed, stores are all open. Therapist had office hours today. When you work for yourself, some of these holidays don't matter. And since I do work for myself, it was 17, 18 and a half minutes on the second mile. Not great, but under 19, so we're doing okay. I thought I was pushing hard, but clearly I wasn't. Should have been able to take a minute off that mile, but oh well. I made it. Another green circle on my calendar for today, or at least a blue one. I haven't looked to see if the file's still recording, but at least a blue one. I did the walk. My string is unbroken, at least for now. Won't stay that way, but we'll take what we got. And tomorrow, well, tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, we'll talk to you then.